CD 10.
Jackram marched off, his inflated chest as red as a robin's and twice as threatening. He shouted at orderlies, harried guards, saluted officers, and despite everything, hammered the blade of purpose out of the red-hot steel of panic. He was a sergeant major in a room full of confused Ruperts, and he was happier than a terrier in a barrel of rats. Stopping a battle is much harder than starting it. Starting it only requires you to shout, "Attack!" But when you want to stop it, everyone's busy. Polly could feel the news spreading. They're girls! The orderlies scuttling in and out once more kept staring at them, as if they were some kind of strange insects. I wonder how many Jackram missed, Polly thought. I wonder. Bits of uniform turned up. Jade found some pants that fitted by locating a clerk who was Polly's height, lifting him up and pulling them off him. A jacket was acquired. Lofty even stole a shako of the right size and polished the badge with her sleeve until it gleamed. Polly was just doing up the belt when she spotted a figure on the far side of the room. She'd completely forgotten about him. She pulled the belt tight and thrust the leather through the buckle as she walked and then strode through the crowds of figures. Strappy saw her coming, but it was too late. There was no escape, short of running, and captains didn't run from corporals. He stood his ground like a rabbit hypnotised by the approaching vixen and raised his hands as she approached. "Now then, Perks, I'm a captain and I had a job to do," he began. "And how long do you think you'll hold that rank now, sir?" hissed Polly, "if I tell the General about our little fight, and how you sicked the Prince onto us, and how you bullied Wazzer, and about my hair, you sticky, little, miserable apology for a man. Shufti's a better man than you, and she's pregnant." "Oh, we knew there were women getting in," said Strappy. "We just didn't know how far the rot went." "You took my hair because you thought it meant something to me," hissed Polly. "Well, you can keep it. I'll grow some more and no one is going to stop me, understand? Oh, and one other thing. This is how far the rot goes." It was a blow rather than a slap, and it knocked him down so hard that he rolled. But he was Strappy, and staggered upright with a finger pointed for vengeance. "She struck a superior officer!" he screamed. A few heads turned. They looked at Strappy. They looked at Polly. Then they looked back, grinning at what they were doing. "I should run away again if I was you," said Polly. She turned on her heel, feeling the heat of his impotent fury. As she was about to rejoin Jade and Maledict, someone touched her arm. She spun round. "What? Oh! Sorry, Major Clogston," she said, relaxing. She felt she wouldn't be able to deal with Strappy again, not without committing murder. That would probably get her into trouble even now. "I should like to thank you for a most enjoyable day," said the Major. "I did my best, but I think we were all outclassed." "Thank you, sir," said Polly. "This was a pleasure, Corporal Perks," said Clogston. "I shall watch your future career with interest and envy. Congratulations. And since, in here, protocol seems to be flapping loose, I will shake you by the hand." They did so. "And now we have duties," said Major Clogston, as Jade arrived with a white sheet on a pole. "Oh, and by the way, my name is Christine. But you know, I really don't think I could get used to wearing a dress again." Maledict and Jade were chosen to see Polly through the castle, a troll because a troll commands respect, and a vampire because a vampire demands it. There were groans and cheers as they elbowed their way along the passages, because news had already got around. That was another reason for taking Jade. Trolls could push. "Okay," said Jackram, bringing up the rear. "At the bottom of these steps there's a door, and beyond that door is enemy territory. Put the white flag out first. Important safety tip."
"Can't you come with us, Sarge?"
"Ha! Me? I dare say there's a few people out there who'd take a potshot at me, white flag or no. Don't you worry. The word's gone out."
"What word's that, Sarge?"
Jackram leaned closer. "They ain't gonna shoot a girl, Perks."
"You told them?"
"Let's just say that news gets around fast," said Jackram. "Grab the advantage, and I'll find your brother while you're gone, upon my oath. Oh, and one other thing. Look at me, Perks."
Polly turned in the crowded, jostling corridor. Jackram's eyes twinkled.
"I know I can trust you, Perks. Make the most of it, lad. Kissing don't last."
Well, that couldn't be plainer, Polly thought, as the armed men by the door beckoned them forward.
Stick to the walls, okay, ladies, and be quick with that rag. The heavy door swung open. Half a dozen arrows bounced and pinwheeled along the corridor. Another one tore through the flag.